Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New York star Luann de Lesseps, who opened up about the drama on this upcoming season, her wake-up call to stop drinking, and why Dorinda Medley brought a negative energy to the cast.
When we kick off the season, where do we find you in your life?
Well, I mean, for me, it's, you know, having dealt with quarantine, still dealing with quarantine, spending a lot of quality time with my children, which was the most amazing thing, and bonding with them, and, you know, just working on myself, really, is a lot of self-care and, you know, yoga and, keeping, you know, notes, because I'm still working on my cabaret show, which is coming back for Christmas, and I'm super excited because I have a new Christmas song coming out, and I, you know, get all the ladies involved, and the proceeds are going to Fortune Society to help women who have been incarcerated. So it's been that's been an amazing process. Also, you know, I've been, you know, working on trying to find something that's non-alcoholic to drink. So I decided to create my own drink.
Good for you.
And so I've been working on a sparkling rosé that'll be out in the fall. So very excited about that. So, you know, between the new Christmas song, cabaret, and the new sparkling that I'm working on, it's been very a creative time for me, a time of reflection and really positive.
Yeah, I mean, you said the girls are helping you with the Christmas song, so are they singing on the track as well?
Can I say? I don't know, maybe.
Oh my God, I love it. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
Leah said that this was the most polarizing season yet. Do you agree with her on that one?
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, we have been through a lot, you know, through, you know, COVID, through an election, Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's been really a crazy year, and, you know, and I feel blessed that we got to work, you know, that we had a job, that we, you know, got to spend time with girlfriends when people were in isolation. So, I got to give it up to our production team, because it was really tough to, you know, organize, keep us safe, and film another season. And they did such a great job. And I would say it was probably the hardest on them more than on us, you know, because they really had to do so much work in order to get us to, you know, move around the city and go to our usual spots, which were closed. And so, you know, that was a very difficult thing. And I must say, you know, we made it work.
Yeah, definitely. What's it like being Ramona's neighbor? You got a brand new apartment and Ramona's right around the corner.
I know, you know, listen, I have been on the Upper East Side for many years. You know, when I first started the show, I had a townhouse on the Upper East Side. And then I lived with Tom on the Upper East Side. And then, you know, I kind of was on the West Side for a while. And so it's kind of nice to be back home.
Definitely. I mean, speaking of Tom, we do know that you have a bird's eye view of his terrace. We see that in the first episode.
You know, the shocker is I don't even realize that I have a bird's eye view. I just love the apartment so much. And I was like, oh, the view is great. I love the high ceilings. You know, I love the open kitchen. I love, you know, the soaking tub and the walk-in closet. And I'll take it. And you have to remember also, I wasn't really in the city during COVID. So when, you know, when filming started gearing up, it was like, you know, I need to get myself an apartment because I had to, not an issue, but my other lease was up. And so I had to get a new apartment. And so it was like the first one I saw basically, and the only one I saw because I loved it. And I, you know, I kind of, that kind of escaped me that I had a bird's eye view.
Oh my God. Have you seen him out on the terrace?
No, I have not. So
it's good.
Thank God there's big trees over there.
Right. You know, we do see in the first episode that Sonia was a little distant from you and Ramona. I mean, that had to have hurt because you have all been friends for so long. But after like hearing her, do you kind of understand why she kind of pulled back a little bit?
Yeah. You know, it was a trying time for everybody. And I think for her, it was, you know, she's had this, the townhouse issues and, you know, her daughter going off to college. And I think, you know, she tends to go inward instead of reaching outward. And that's just kind of how Sonia is. She's not the one that, you know, she likes to lick her wounds in private, you know? And so, so, you know, obviously we're there as friends to support her and we're always there for her. And so, you know, it took a while to like warm back up to the fact that, you know, we're here for you. We're your girlfriends. And, you know, she, you know, has stayed at my house in the Hamptons, for example. And, you know, I always welcome her, you know, to come out east. But, you know, I think she's got her own issues that she's dealing with. And sometimes you just have to, you know, take care of yourself and go inward.
Definitely. And I mean, speaking of taking care of yourself, I mean, you opened up about how you drank over quarantine and during COVID over the summer and how, you know, you, at times you didn't realize that how you got home. I mean, what happened during that time? And like, where was that wake up call for you where you were like, you know what, I'm just not drinking anymore. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you don't remember how you got home, that's a wake up call. But I think, you know, it happens to a lot of people more often than not, and people don't want to admit it. And I was very honest and open about it. And when I saw it on the show, I was like, that was too much information, you know? But I think that it's highly relatable. I think that people have had that same experience. And, you know, and I hope that I can inspire someone who says to themselves, oh my God, I do the same thing. Maybe I should stop drinking. So I wanted to share and be honest. And because I know that a lot of people through my experience, you know, it happens. And I think that, you know, it's a scary thing. And, you know, when it happened to me, I said, you know, that's it. And that was another wake up call for me. And, you know, relapse is a part of recovery. And each time I get, you know, closer to being the person that I want to be. And that's someone who is sober. And, you know, I ultimately am so much happier when I don't drink.
Yeah. So, how has sobriety been since then for you?
Well, you know, I think the more you don't have something, the less you miss it.
Yeah.
So, so I'm, you know, I'm totally back on track and you know, I feel really good and, you know, and it, you know, it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. And I feel like every time I get to a different place and it's a better place.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm, you know, I'm lucky because I, you know, I was able to reel it in really quick and just get back on track and back on course and, you know, and I'm happy about that. Yeah.
Good. That's great. Congratulations. I mean, was it nerve-wracking kind of going into the season then, like knowing what happened over the summer? And then obviously you're thrown into these situations where it's probably easier to have a drink sometimes with all the drama going on. So was it hard for you? And I know Leah was kind of like your wing woman this season too.
Yeah. And I also have the support of the sober community. And I had a coach that was helping me, you know, in the very beginning. And it was important. I, you know, I wanted to come into the season really strong in my sobriety. And that's why I was really honest about it. It's like, you know, I relapsed, but I'm back, and, you know, and this is, you know, where I want to be. And I, you know, and so I just feel a lot stronger. And I feel like, you know, that with the support of the sober community, you know, and I have a lot of friends, and I feel like, you know, I feel like it just feels right. So,
yeah. And I know this season we kick it off that you are in a new relationship with Garth. I mean, what was it about, and I know that you guys are no longer together, but what was it about that relationship that, you know, that you enjoyed, and what went wrong?
Well, listen, you know, we had fun. You know, Garth is a great guy. He's, you know, very handsome, and he has that beautiful South African accent. And, you know, it just, it was a pandemic. So, you know, we have fun. We wrote it while it lasted, and we're friends. So that's the best possible case scenario. So definitely. I'm still single.
Are you dating at all now?
And that's okay. I'm okay with that.
That
you know, I'm okay with that. And, you know, and I, you know, I'm dating here and there. And, you know, I think it's, you know, for me, I feel like, right now, I just want to work on myself, and I feel like, you know, that part will come, and I'm enjoying just being, you know, taking care of myself and being open.
Yeah. Is it nice having like all the other ladies single too? Does it make it more fun?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of fun because, you know, we're all kind of single. And that's, so I think that's even makes it more fun because, you know, we're all going through the same thing, really.
Definitely. And, you know, obviously, we have a new housewife this season, Ebony. She seems like an absolute blast. Where does she rank among newcomers for you?
You know, she's a very strong, beautiful woman who, you know, I'm happy to have as part of the franchise. I mean, you know, we're in New York City, you know, so diversity is New York City. So it's nice to have that represented on the show this season. And I think she's a great addition to the show. And I respect her, and I'm really pleased that she's on the show this season. Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, and you know, there's moments of conflict. We all have them. Of course, because when you put those strong personalities together, there's always going to be some conflict. But our relationship grows, and, you know, and I think it most of the women would say the same thing, is that, you know, as you get to know her and get to peel back the layers of the onion, there's a big warm heart in there.
Yeah. I mean, who does she kind of have conflict the most this season? Because in the trailer, we see that she kind of gets in it with you a little bit, with Ramona, with Sonia. So is she kind of dipping her drama toes in everybody?
I think Ebony is definitely an OG kind of girl.
Okay. I like that. Did you sense an immediate bond with her and Ramona, like Ramona felt?
Yeah, you know, I just felt like she fit, you know, just like Leah, when she came into the show, she just fit. And it's hard to explain because, you know, we've seen a lot of housewives come and go, and she definitely fit right in from the kind of the get-go.
Right.
So, yeah.
Speaking of housewives that come and go and then come back, we see Heather come back this season. Were you kind of shocked that she and Leah got into such a heated argument?
You know, I wasn't that shocked because I feel like they're two big personalities. And you know, I think that, you know, the conflict was real. And so you're going to see how that plays out.
Yeah. Were you still in touch with Heather before she started filming again?
You know, not really. I mean, not to say that we aren't friendly. You know, she came to Dorinda's the season before on the show. And so we saw her, and we're friends. But, you know, we don't see each other that often because, you know, we just kind of have different lifestyles. You know, her children are still like teenagers. Mine are out of the house and grown. So it's kind of like she lives in the Berkshires. I'm in the Hamptons. You know, so it's because of really location and kind of, you know, different phases of one's life, you know?
Definitely. It seems like you and Leah maybe have some words this season as well. I mean, how did your kind of relationship evolve from last season to this season? And is there still conflict between the two of you?
Listen, you know, Leah and I are tight. I think there's a lot of mutual respect there for each other, you know, and you know, I think when you're able to have it out with a friend or with someone, you know, and like you can with family, at the end of the day, you know, you have to sit back down at the table and have dinner, you know. So, you know, we have our moment. We have a moment or two, and that's okay, because, you know, we get to a better place ultimately from it.
Did you feel good once the filming was done, or are there, I mean, obviously.
No, we're good. We're good. We're in a good place.
Yeah. Did you feel that way after you stopped filming with all the women?
You know what? I feel like we all kind of, you know, we've been through so much together. You know, it was a very bonding experience and a bonding season for us, you know, having lived through what we've had to live through. And I think that, you know, we all kind of landed in the right place.
Yeah. What was this season like without Dorinda?
You know what? It was a little less angry. I hate to say it, because there was a lot of anger and a lot of negative, you know, and I love Dorinda. It's just the way it panned out. I don't know. It was like the Tinsley thing. It was kind of a negative energy. And I don't know, it kind of, this season, I feel like it's, you know, there was so much negativity going on in the world that, that we just had to keep it positive. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to go through so much that, you just have to laugh sometimes and just, you know, have a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, the world could be falling apart and, you know, we have each other. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to her at all? And would you?
Oh yeah. I keep in touch with Dorinda. I love Dorinda. We're old friends. And it just was the way it was last season. Not to say that it would have been different if she was around this season. And that's not my call, obviously. It was definitely a different season without her.
Yeah. Would you want her to come back?
You know, listen, I love Dorinda. I would love to see her back on the show.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to Tinsley at all? How is she doing?
I keep in touch with Tinsley. You know, I think, you know, God knows that we all have to make our own mistakes. Mm-hmm. God, you know, I know that I've had, you know, obviously, I'm always in trouble with one man or another on the show. So, you know, we all have to make our own journey. And, you know, and this was part of her journey. And, you know, and I think every experience leads you to the next place in your life. And when you close one door, a new, you know, chapter opens. So, you know, I'm sorry for her that it didn't work out. I hate to say that I was a little skeptical that it wouldn't work out. And I, you know, I feel for her, because I've kind of been not in the same position, but, you know, where things don't work out the way you kind of expect it to. And so, you know, I was surprised, but not shocked.
Yeah. Does the Housewives have a curse on relationships in New York?
Well, I mean, on the entire franchises, you know. I think it's difficult unless you have somebody like Jacques was on the show for many years with me, and he just kind of rolled with it and had fun with it. You know, and I think that, you know, people are different, obviously, in how they react and how they, you know, how they go about their lives. And, you know, and also some, you know, people aren't made for reality television, you know, and so I just think it's such a personal thing. And I think it's, you know, it's very hard, to be in reality, first of all, and second of all, you know, maintain a relationship.
Definitely. I know I said before at the top and on the top of the show and our top of the segment that you look absolutely amazing. And I know that summer is right around the corner. So I'm sure everybody wants to know your bikini body secrets and how you feel so confident in your body, because like I said, you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I feel like when you're happy, you know, that really makes a big difference. I think, taking care of yourself and being grounded, and, you know, for me, it's been, you know, yoga and connecting with the outdoors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like to play tennis and I, you know, I like to run and I work out. You know, the older we get, we got to work harder and staying in shape. So, you know, and let's face it, 50 is the new 40.
Totally. I mean, are there days where you just don't feel confident in your body, and how do you kind of like get yourself out of that rut?
You know, the days I don't feel confident, I generally try to get out there and do something to improve my attitude, yeah. You know, or I just nestle into something on Netflix.
Totally.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Around with the Housewives. But if you need your housewives fixed before then, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.